We look for new heavens and a new earth, December 17. The earth made new. Nevertheless we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. At the cherubim-guarded gate of paradise the divine glory was revealed. Hither came Adam and his sons to worship God. Here they renewed their vows of obedience to that law, the transgression of which had banished them from Eden. When the tide of iniquity overspread the world, and the wickedness of men determined their destruction by a flood of waters, the hand that had planted Eden withdrew it from the earth. But in the final restitution, when there shall be a new heaven and a new earth, it is to be restored more gloriously adorned than at the beginning. Then they that have kept God's commandments shall breathe an immortal vigor beneath the tree of life, and through unending ages the inhabitants of sinless worlds shall behold, in that garden of delight, a sample of the perfect work of God's creation, untouched by the curse of sin, a sample of what the whole earth would have become, had man but fulfilled the Creator's glorious plan. There will be music there, and song, such music and song as, save in the visions of God, no mortal ear has heard or mind conceived. There every power will be developed, every capability increased. The grandest enterprises will be carried forward, the loftiest aspirations will be reached, the highest ambitions realized. And still there will arise new heights to surmount, new wonders to admire, new truths to comprehend, fresh objects to call forth the powers of body and mind and soul. All the treasures of the universe will be open to the study of God's children.